Exiled Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya has called the situation in her country absolutely unacceptable. She's pleading for international pressure to dislodge embattled President Alexander Lukashenko. In a virtual appearance before the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe Tuesday, Tsikhanouskaya urged international pressure, including sanctions on Lukashenko and his government. She added an appeal on behalf of Belarusians currently undergoing mass detentions, beatings at the hands of security forces, and forced disappearances. "I refuse to accept that this is the fate of my country," she said. "I refuse, as do millions of Belarusians, to accept that the world will simply stand and watch." Tsikhanouskaya ran against Lukashenko in an August 9th election that the opposition says was rigged. She flew to Lithuania days later amid massive protests and rumors she'd been slated for arrest. The Afghan province of Panjshir has come under attack for the first time in two decades of conflict, after several members of the Taliban kidnapped local citizens on Tuesday. Residents say they've taken up arms to help Afghan security forces. Provincial officials said the militants took over several Afghan security force outposts in the Afshar district. A district official told VOA that about 60 militants came from the neighboring province of Nuristan. The official accused the Taliban of taking a number of villagers hostage and holding them in a mosque. Tuesday's attack in Panjshir also comes at a time when all sides are anticipating talks to start between the Taliban and a team approved by the Afghan government. You can find more on this story and others at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister announced Tuesday the start of a global data security initiative outlining principles that should be followed in areas ranging from personal information to espionage. Foreign Minister Wang Yi announced the initiative in a video as part of a conference on international cooperation. The initiative comes as the United States continues to put pressure on Chinese largest technology companies and tries to convince countries around the world to block them. China's initiative has eight key points, including not using technology to impair other countries' critical infrastructure or steal data, and making sure service providers don't install backdoors in their products and illegally obtain user data. Wang, speaking in Beijing, also said the initiative seeks an end to activities that infringe upon personal information, and it opposes using technology to conduct mass surveillance against other states. The initiative says companies should also respect the laws of host countries and stop coercing domestic firms to store data generated overseas in their own territory. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the Republican-led Senate will vote as soon as this week on pandemic relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. Millions of workers remain unemployed in the United States. Some U.S. employers have called back those who were laid off during mandatory business shutdowns earlier this year. Yet hard-hit businesses have been slow to ramp up their operations again or have closed permanently, leaving workers idled or searching for new jobs. Until the end of July, the national government sent an extra $600 a week to unemployed workers on top of less generous state jobless benefits, but Trump administration negotiators and opposition Democratic lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on how long to extend the federal benefit and for how much. Nine chief executives of competing drug companies working to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus jointly said on Tuesday they would not seek U.S. government regulatory approval for its use until phase three tests showed the vaccine was safe. The statement comes as President Donald Trump has suggested there could be an announcement on a successful vaccine before the November 3rd general election. The companies made the pledge in a joint statement that they said was meant to ensure public confidence. In most instances, a statement that drug companies would adhere to safety standards would be unremarkable. But the drug chief's statement comes as Mr. Trump pushes for a rapid vaccine approval. At a White House press conference on Monday, Mr. Trump said vaccine authorization could come before, quote, a very special date. The presidential election is in 8 weeks. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to News.